Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be a bite-sized nugget of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills. Skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I will answer three questions that they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago till today. Let's get this conversation started.
So what is a Renaissance woman and why do you think it's so important to become one?
A Renaissance woman is a woman who possesses many talents or has multiple areas of knowledge. I think that is so incredibly important with the way that careers are changing and growing and developing now. I have the feeling that 10 to 15 to 20 years from now, you are going to be commanding a position that has not even been developed yet. With your talents and what you can do, I know you're going to grow into something spectacular. So to have that basis of knowledge, to be able to do almost anything that's handed to you, I think is a very important skill that you'll be able to take to any employer, and they'll know that you have this large skill set and be able to do anything and to be able to go across different sectors with it so that you don't just pigeonhole yourself into one type of job. You'll be able to do multiple types of jobs.
Yeah, and that leads perfectly into our next question. Skills versus degrees, how do they differ?
So I kind of come from more of a European mindset background of knowing that skills are extremely important. And while, yes, you do need to, depending upon your type of future career you're wanting to have, go out and get your degree, it's not always necessary. You can build upon skills that you have, depending upon what you want to do. And to have different skill sets that go across different sectors makes you very valuable, as compared to, oh, I just have this one degree and this is the only thing I can do. When you have different skill sets and you can do a lot, that makes you so much more valuable and people just understand that they can trust you to get the job done.
Yeah, and Athena Racing has 15 different education tracks that are taught. How did you choose those and why do you think they're important?
So with us being a STEM education nonprofit that is based right now in the transportation industries, which ranges from everything from automotive to motorsports to air to space to marine. I mean, we're looking at everything. I'm taking you guys behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz curtain, to show you what you can do. Within that, you need to have a variety of different skills. So whether it's marketing or entrepreneurship or public speaking or driving or mechanics, you know, we're teaching all of these different skills so that you know a little nugget of all of this. And it gives you that opportunity to decide, hey, I really love this and I want to go explore it more. Or, ooh, that's really hard. I don't really think I want to go down that path. You know, all need to have that experience, that hands-on experience of doing just little pieces to really develop what you truly, truly love. Until you experience it, you don't know. So those are the 15 different tracks that I came up with, give you a really good look into the skills that are needed within the transportation sector. And from there, you can develop it more depending upon what you decide you love and what you want to do.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of How I Built This, a special series of Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and more at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors. See you next time.